First, opioids are changing the day-to-day reality for emergency responders and corrections officers. With the use of heroin and other opioids rising in Wisconsin, workers in jails and prisons are seeing more people in custody experiencing drug withdrawals. The symptoms of withdrawal can be intense, and the growing number of cases presents a challenge for jails around the state and the country. Our next guest looked at how the issue is being handled in Outagamie County. Chris Miller is the rapid response reporter for the Appleton Post-Crescent. Chris, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, not a problem. I appreciate you guys having me.
Well, we've seen a lot of bad news when it comes to opioid addiction and the epidemic in the state. You looked at the Outagamie County Jail to see one aspect of this problem, people dealing with withdrawal when they went into jail. How fast has this problem been growing?
Well, like it says in the story, the numbers sort of really speak for themselves, I think. You've got this substantial increase from just a few dozen people in Outagamie County only about 5 years ago to a few hundred already this year, and that's sort of been a steady increase over those years. So it's sort of, it's hard to be surprised by any trend really associated with the opioid epidemic at this point, but those numbers did take me by surprise. But I also don't think this is exclusively a problem in the Fox Valley. I don't have specific numbers to back this up, but from everyone I've talked to, it seems this is probably an issue to some extent across the state and beyond, really.
And these aren't medical facilities. They do, you write, have some kind of medical resources. Is this a huge jump in withdrawal from opioids in jail overwhelming these systems?
It's definitely been difficult. It's something they didn't have to deal with in the past. Most jails have basically a contractor that does their medical services, and that's something new they're dealing with. The person I spoke with who was sort of overseeing systems all across the country said it's becoming more common and something they're looking into and trying to find more effective treatments to help these people.
You included the experience of one Fox Valley resident in your story, a young woman named Natalie who's been in and out of jail, on and off of heroin many times over the years. Can you tell some of her story?
Right, yeah. It's interesting. I didn't intend when I first set out to do this story to make Natalie such a major focus, but once she opened up and shared her story with me, and she was totally open about everything she's gone through, I almost couldn't help but include her. Natalie is a 24-year-old now. She became addicted to heroin when she was a teenager and was in and out of jail and prison for years, several times, and obviously has gone through heroin withdrawal in jail multiple times. She was very frank in her description of what that's like, but even for me, it's still hard to totally understand what that must be like for someone going into jail and able to withdraw from heroin or another opioid. She talked about being unable to sleep or eat for days, being nauseous and sweating, and just having a hard time even just moving around and barely being able to really do anything. But another point I kind of want to make that I think really illustrates how powerful these addictions are is, despite everything she went through in jail a few times, she'd come out and go right back to the drug. And even after all that suffering, she said it was easily forgotten, despite how bad it was. That's just how powerful these addictions can be.
And one common theme that seems to come up is, okay, this person's gone through withdrawal in jail. They get out. They may have some sort of court-mandated treatment they have to go to, or they seek out treatment on their own, but there's a waiting period. There's a week or two between getting out of jail and getting to that treatment, and that week or two is a really vulnerable time where it seems like people are very likely to just relapse and go right back to using before they hit that treatment.
Yeah, that's right. That was something that struck me too. I think there's probably not an easy solution there, because it's going to require sort of a community-wide effort on the parts of all the communities that are being affected by this to really set up a system between jails and medical providers and treatment facilities that get these people from one place to another without sort of the lag in between where they have an opportunity to use or basically, Natalie said it was basically she didn't have a choice. It was almost a need for her at that point, and to be just out on the street or at home where they can easily find heroin or another opiate that they'd use to feed their addiction. I think that's something that there maybe isn't an easy answer for, but it's something that definitely needs to be addressed.
Talking to Chris Miller with the Appleton Post-Crescent about people he focused on Outagamie County. It's not the only place where this is happening. People going through heroin and other opioid withdrawal while they're in the prison, in the jail system, I should say, and what happens next. Chris, you write that some counties are doing this or experimenting with this idea of trying to bring some sort of addiction treatment, at least the beginnings of it, into the jails. What's going on?
Yeah, that's only happening in a few counties, but they're bringing what's called medication-assisted treatment into jails, and it's basically a few different medications that actually help deal with the withdrawal symptoms and actually deal with the addiction, can help sort of lower those urges, and it's definitely not a cure. The doctor I spoke with for the story said it's still sort of a coin flip in the first 6 months for people even out of jail. Dealing with addiction issues, whether they'll relapse or not, but those are better odds than what you have for someone just trying to quit cold turkey. But bringing them to jail is kind of something new. I think I know Dane County was doing it in a few other counties around the state, but it's pretty rare yet. But the medical provider I spoke with for the story said he's sort of expecting that to become the standard in a few years as jails look at ways to deal with this and help people as they're sort of forced into taking care of addicts who wind up in jail with nowhere else to go.
And you write that in addition to withdrawal symptoms going on in jail, sometimes jails have to deal with an overdose, sometimes with smuggled in drugs. Maybe somebody's come in and already overdosed. Is that something they're generally prepared to deal with?
I think that's something they're not unfamiliar with. It's definitely... can't be all that uncommon, but it's definitely a stress on the staff that I think they're probably new to, but are quickly getting used to. Obviously, that's something, if you read the story that Natalie went through, and I know she didn't appreciate it at the time. She was going through some pretty terrible things in her life at that point, but now sort of appreciates the response from the jail staff and the paramedics and everyone that helped her when she overdosed in jail and almost died. That's something that I'm sure a lot of jails are dealing with, and I wish I had numbers to back up how common that was, but I think that's something definitely worth looking into.
And anecdotally, you found that there are healthcare providers working with the jail system, or I think with outside groups, where you know they have people. Their whole job by now is basically to deal with opioid-related issues. They don't have time. Somebody said in one case to do anything else on their schedule.
Yeah, that was interesting. The Correct Care Solutions, the medical provider for Outagamie County, does medical provider for a lot of jails around the country, and they said that even in some of their larger facilities, they have nurses that basically that's their whole job is assessing inmates that come in for opioid addiction and withdrawal and sort of gauging what sort of symptoms they're going to have and preparing the jail staff to accommodate that. And it's just sort of illustrates the scale of the problem that someone can have that as their whole job, essentially, to deal with people that are going through this type of situation.
Now, Chris, I've talked to various first responders and others, and a thing I keep hearing from them is, my job is different now. It's not like it was 5-10 years ago. There's so many Narcan calls, things like that. Is that the sense you get from talking to people who work in the jail, that going from this is something that happened, you know, maybe once a month to something that happens on average every day and more than once a day, this is a different job now?
Yeah, I think that's probably true. I'm sure it has an impact on almost everything they do on a daily basis, almost everything that, like you said, police and paramedics and everyone who deals with the opioid epidemic does every day. I think another point that really stuck with me from doing this story is that most people with addictions don't just get arrested once, go to jail, go to treatment, and they're all better. Natalie was in and out of jail, like I said, for years, and only recently really began to succeed in recovery. So it's going to be an issue that takes individuals years and years to beat, if they ever do, and it's something that communities obviously are going to have to continue to deal with and pay attention to for a long time.
It's a good place to leave it. Chris, thanks for joining us today.
Appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Chris Miller is the rapid response reporter for the Appleton Post-Crescent. He joined us to talk about the growing number of inmates experiencing opioid withdrawal in the Outagamie County Jail and how officials are responding there.